we are expecting our members to cabinet members. We are expecting our fraternal friends, faith-based organization, NGOs, and all the colleagues we work with in the trade, in the social movements generally, to come in numbers and support this action. This action is not for us only, for the generality of the Zimbabweans. Even those who are not formally employed, those in the informal economy. So we expect these the numbers to come from various sectors of our society.
So we are informed that the police have not granted you permission to actually go into the streets and protest. So in a way, are you not fearing that you are going to be maybe attacked by the police or the army?
We don't need, in terms of our Zimbabwean law, we don't need the police permission, and we did not even seek for the permission. We merely advised or informed them that this is the action. We are merely exercising our rights in terms of the legislation, and therefore we don't believe it is within the police powers to sanction the action. So the members are not even afraid to exercise their right, and we hope that the police who respect those rights, the police who allow the Zimbabweans to exercise their rights in terms of the law. We have been doing these activities over the years peacefully, without any incidents of violence, and we don't expect the police to be overzealous and beat up or harm anyone who's going to come and support us.
So the police basically are saying that Zimbabwe is currently gripped by cholera. So in any way, they're saying maybe any gathering can, lead to the spread of the disease. So in a way, they are saying you can't hold public meetings, you can't hold any protests, but you're going ahead. At the end of the day, are you defying what the police are saying?
No, the police don't have even a right to say that, because that is not true. I think what is caused the cholera, it's not the numbers of the people who are gathering in the streets doing their day-to-day businesses. What has been responsible for the spread of this medieval disease is the facilities. It has been a lack of cleanliness. The authorities have failed to provide water to citizens, to the communities. That's the reason why we had this problem of cholera. So I don't believe that people gathering on a particular day will be able to spread diseases. We have seen gatherings in the few days. We have seen the churches. There was a graduation ceremony yesterday where Mnangagwa was there. We have seen ZANU-PF holding its own rallies. We have seen football matches every week in and out. There's not been any incident of cholera as a result of these gatherings. I think the cholera is as a result of people failing to get adequate or clean water. That's our assessment. We believe that the police, I think, are hiding behind the finger. It's an excuse to suppress us exercising our rights. So we are proceeding with the action. We are not going to be listening to what the police are doing. It should not be the CTU. I think that's the selection application of the law for the police to announce to do that.
Why do you want to stage the protest?
The most important thing or reason behind the action is the taxation. We are not comfortable with the government deciding overnight that they will take 2% of every 2 cents of every dollar we transferred to pay their massive debt of over $7 billion. Well, actually, we know that government is aware of what happened with money. They know the people who took the money. But they are coming to the ordinary people to recover that amount. So we are not happy with the taxation. Secondly, we are not happy with the pricing take place inside the country. Prices are going up here twice, three times a day. We believe that the government should come in and arrest this madness. We have also seen that the government is now telling us that we are not going to access the monies which we have saved over the years. When we opened our current account, it was in American dollars. We are told that that amount is or that money is no longer available for us. We believe that government should give back what belongs to us. So we should be given our money when we go to take our savings or when we want to access our salaries. We want to receive those in American dollars. This is what we put in the banks. It is unfair for government to decide today that they are no longer American dollars. We are also not happy that our people, we have been struggling to make a living in the informal economy, beaten up every day, chased away from the streets. This is the way they can sustain their family, and they believe that the state should allow them to survive. We are not happy with that.